recuperating, particularly in this kind of military way that we're seeing now, that territories are being forcibly captured and separated from other territories. No one benefits from this
because obviously there should be some force that is supporting. We don't think that there are just thousands of fighters on the ground without getting support from someone, some entity that has the money, that has the power in order to enable them. So I'd like your take on that. Is it that they're on their own, or are they not being supported?
Well, all sides in Iraq are being supported. I mean, Maliki is also being propped up. There are advanced troops from Iran in Iraq at the moment.
Propped up? So all sides are being...
I've let you speak, and you said some things I disagree with, so give me the same respect, please. There are forces on all sides propping up different parties in Iraq. We have to accept that. As much as that shouldn't be the case, that is the case. But it's happening on both sides. Maliki is also being bolstered by outside allies.
Let me expand it on my question, Mr. Nashashibi. You're saying that many different sides in there, many different sides are being supported by various factors. Which entity is responsible right now for the terror on the ground? We see unbelievable crimes right now being committed as we speak. We continue to get breaking news.
Right.
So I'm assuming that there is a difference than those who are inflicting this type of terror on the population in Iraq and others. So who do you see support? Who's the main support behind ISIL?
Well, I don't think there is one main support. They are getting funds from different sources, from oil revenues, from looting, from private donors. It's a variety of sources, and it's not very clear exactly where funds are coming from, how much is coming from different sources. So that's not very clear. But you know, of course, they are being they are committing atrocities, and they are really. They should not have any kind of role in Iraq, in Syria. You know, they are killing Sunnis and Shias and Christians and Kurds, Turkmen.
So then it's not sectarian, sir.
As much as we would like there not to be a sectarian element to this conflict, the fact is there is a sectarian element. It doesn't mean that everything that the crisis is characterized solely by sectarianism. But the fact is, for instance, there are people killed in markets, for instance, simply because they are Shia. They are people killed because they are Sunni. When this happens, unfortunately, there is a sectarian element. It doesn't mean it's the be-all and end-all, but people in Iraq, unfortunately, are viewing people from different sects as enemies and killing them for that reason.
Okay.
We don't want that to happen, but that's the case.
All right, Dr. Short, let me get you in on this, because Mr. Nashashibi has just said, actually, that ISIL are killing Shias and Sunnis and Kurds and anyone and everyone, basically, that they want to kill. So if they are the main entities behind the violence that we are seeing take place in Iraq, and they're killing across the board, then does not that actually negate the sectarian factor? Not that sectarianism may not exist, but that this is a war based on sectarianism.
Okay, there is a sectarian dimension, but it's not Muslim. It's called imperialistic crusaderism, masquerading behind perhaps some great alleged Abrahamic religions. This is a replay of people in other places seeking to divide up and to take from others. It is greed as a religion of the capitalist imperialist, and which you see so many people, whether regardless of their religion, dying. And there are parties, Mr. Nashashibi can't say, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, the United States, Great Britain, Israel, Turkey, and to some degree Egypt, all of these parties that are partnered in the elites benefiting at the expense of most of the people, they are the ones guilty. And the manipulation of the media is to make Islam bad, to make Muslims bad, to make Shia sinister, to make Sunni sinister, instead of looking at the wickedness that's perpetrated by a global system that needs oil, water, and warfare, and drugs to make huge profits. That is what's at stake here, and it does benefit. I differ with Mr. Nashashibi. Dividing up Iraq allows for them to destabilize the whole region to the benefit of Israel and private corporations that want water, oil, drugs, and confusion.
Okay, stay with
Follow
me.
Follow the money.
Stay with me, both
the
our
money
guests,
points
Sorry
to
interrupt
it's
you.
It's not the people.
Stay with me, sir. We want to switch over to our Facebook and see what some of our viewers have posted on this subject.
Iran must intervene in Iraq. For this, they must start recruiting Shias from Pakistan and India. We are ready to join. The Americans have already fixed Iraq and brought them democracy. Look how well it's working. Iraq will be broken up into new states. Typical Western strategy. I love ISIL. They will destroy enemies of Islam forever. What kind of Islam are you talking about? The Islam that the US founded for the first time in Afghanistan? Definitely, the US is responsible for all this extremism. The Zionists and the US are celebrating what is happening in Iraq right now.
Well, Mr. Nashashibi, let's look at one of the, or a couple of the comments. Actually, when our viewer is saying basically that the Zionists will actually be the beneficiary, of course, talking about Tel Aviv regime. How likely is that to be part of the scenario? If we look at the Middle East and we look at, for example, what has taken place in Syria, what has taken place now in Iraq, trying to, it appears, weaken these states, would that not be in the benefit of Israel?
Weakening these states is in the benefit of any you know, regional hegemon, you know, whether it's Israel or the U.S., of course it will. But unfortunately, we have a dual problem here. We have an issue of militancy in these countries, which is affecting the territorial integrity of these countries. But there is also a regional problem of governance, of dictatorships, of tyranny in the region, which is often using the issue of imperialism as a guise to continue their rule. So this is a dual problem, and they're both valid problems. There is a very real issue of imperialism in the region, and there is an issue of dictatorship and misgovernance in the region. They both need to be tackled, and they are using each other as covers for their maintenance.
Okay, Dr. Short, your take on that, because if we're looking at, for example, we're talking about Iraq, and as I mentioned earlier, it hasn't been that long that there was
the
an election, parliamentary election. Your take on what our guest in London has just said, sir?
Well, he's giving it in a vacuum. Maliki is far more Democrat than the dictator Saddam Hussein that the United States supported. Syria is more a democracy than the dictatorship that the United States supported in Iran under the Shah. Not a while. I didn't interrupt you. You wanted
that's,
manners.
That's funny.
You have it.
That's funny. You did.
Dictatorships have facilitated the imperialism and the post-Second World War era, where Britain, the United States, and the so-called New World Order have facilitated having strong men that steal from their people, whether it's Mubarak, whether it's Mobutu, whether it's Saddam Hussein or the Shah, or for that matter, Saudi Arabia, those monarchies or leaders that enrich themselves at the expense of the masses of people, as long as they support capitalism and they're obedient to the West, they're not opposed. They only talk about human rights when they have leaders that stand up to them, whether they're democratic like Mossadegh or if they have a dictatorial streak. Look at what happened to Chavez.
Okay, on that note, I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. Wish we had more time to discuss this another show, hopefully. I'd like to thank my guests out of London, Mr. Sharif Hikmet Nashashibi, journalist and Middle East analyst, and Dr. Randy Short, political commentator out of Washington. And we appreciate your viewers being with us for another debate. Make sure you join us same time, same place tomorrow. Marzia Hashemi signing out for the whole crew right here in Tehran. Thanks and goodbye.